Say, Lord Jesus, I have eyes to see. I have ears to hear. And I am definitely hearing. And my spirit is perceiving. Glory to God the Most High. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, this afternoon, he pressed quite a bit. And I want to take you, because the word I heard was to make sure that we understand why the feasts. It's a direction from the Lord. And you can probably come into with me. So Leviticus 23. Leviticus 23. Now, I'm not sure if you have connected the dots yet that what this country and this world is going through is what Egypt went through. The Egyptians were the demonic, call it the swamp, whatever it was. I don't care what the title is. They were the ones that objected and put God's chosen people in slavery. Nothing has changed. Okay? We have a country that is now showing its true colors because the swamp has been in control, and you can see it for almost 2 years, and it's ugly, and it's very sad to watch the darkness gain supposedly all this power. But they've had it right along. And we don't know how much we've been in slavery until that release comes. And I can really say that maybe 5 years from now, we'll be like the Israelites and we say, boy, we didn't realize how much we were in slavery. We had no idea we were in this kind of slavery. We had no idea that this kind of stuff was going on behind the scenes. And when Moses was chosen by God, he didn't want the job. You may not have wanted the job that you've got, but you've got it. Okay? You may not like where you're at right now, but you still are at where he has chosen you to be. Okay? And the accuser is having a party. And before I read this, I want to just share with you something that he did. And, you know, the accuser, on Friday afternoon, I went to Walmart to pick up a few odds and ends, and at the same time, I picked up a few groceries. Well, I'm not that happy about self-checkout, because it's not always comfortable to learn all the details. And I had bought 3 onions, put them in a plastic bag. It's not complicated. And I bought 2 bananas, because they don't last, so I put them in the refrigerator, but 2 is usually a good for a week and sometimes more. And then we even throw away some. So the 2 little bags, I had the bananas separate, obviously. The 3 onions in the bag, I put on the scale. I found the onion thing. I pushed the button. Nothing happened. I did it 4 times. Nothing worked. The girl that's watching me, obviously, came over, and she did it 7 times, and it wouldn't do it. So I said, well, let me pass the orange juice, try to see what, because that's what I heard. Get rid of that cycle, and maybe then it'll wake up, right? Because it's a computer, and it needs a little loving. So I got the orange juice. That came out perfect. She tried the onions, she pushed the buttons. She did the exact same thing. She had done the reset thing, hold it. It took forever to get checked out. Thank God she gets paid for what she did. I didn't. But I worked for Walmart during that time. True or false? I'm working full-time for them during that time slot. So now I get to the bananas. Okay, well, obviously, bananas are not hard to find. I found the bananas, and I put it on the scale, and nothing happened. Because you can't see the stuff that's being done after it's done, it's done. And I kind of got a little frustrated because I was still under an anointing of frustration watching her, you know, go through what she went through. And I'm not a happy camper right now, okay? I'm not a happy Walmart employee. I can't complain because I can't deduct what they don't give me per hour. I can't complain because it's not going to do any good. So I put the bananas aside and I did the rest of my groceries and I walked out. Put the stuff in the car and the enemy said, "You didn't pay for the bananas." Huh? I didn't pay for the bananas? Now, I've got this thing in the bag with the bananas. So I said, "I'll take care of it later. I have an appointment, I have to do things," and so I do what all the things that are, come home, put the stuff away. And I had purchased an item for my drip coffee maker, but it didn't fit. So it's in a little box, it's $7. So I stuff the receipt in there because I gotta bring it back. I'm not gonna pay $7 for something I don't need. So when I go back to Walmart, I'll get mine, okay? So then I go to the leaders' meeting, and what's the teaching on is when you're cheating someone, should you go back? Well, that was an open door for the enemy to say, "You didn't pay for your bananas, and now I want to shove those bananas." It's not a good idea, but it went through my head. So I know you're laughing. I wasn't laughing. I was mad. Get in the car to go home and... Well, maybe you should go and give Walmart an extra dollar for your bananas. I mean, he tried everything. I am not doing it. And I'm not thinking about the thing I got to return. So this went on Saturday. It went on Sunday. Every time I opened the refrigerator, "You didn't pay for your bananas." Okay? So now Monday, after I have my car fixed, I decide I'm going to drive to Ware, and it'll be a good test to see if it's still vibrating, which it still is. Not as bad, but it's not good. It's not perfect, and I want it perfect. My money is perfect. When I gave them, I didn't give them false finances, right? So I should be getting good service. And the manager said, "You can come back." So I will go back, but not this week. Well, the accuser is still on my case, and I thought, oh, I got to return that thing. So I grabbed the bag with the little box, and there's my receipt. So I'm standing in line waiting to be taken care of, and there's the thing, 41 cents for my bananas. I said, that lousy crook, he took me Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. That's 4 days accusing me about a 41 cents charge that I've already paid for. I took a deep breath and I said, "Thank you, Jesus." He said, "You shouldn't have listened to him." You should not have listened to him. You should have realized he was accusing. I said, "Yum, yum. Keep me aware of the accuser." You know, when the accuser is on your case, it's because you have done something right. Because you're busy, things get put aside. The little receipt was right in the box, right in the bag, right in the back seat. It was there Saturday. It was there Sunday. It was there Monday morning. And he took me for a ride for 4 days. Okay, not a good idea not to check your slip when he starts accusing. But the point that I'm trying to bring is we are so busy that we don't take time to refute him. And that's, again, Isaiah 54, verse 17. Refute every accusation that is done against you. I didn't do it. So what does that do? It frustrates you to a door is opening that you're now receiving his lies, so he opens another door and he accuses you on that one. Why celebrate the feast? It's wasted time. They're old feasts. They're not needed anymore. The church doesn't do it. Well, let's find out. Leviticus 23, verse 1. The Lord said to Moses, speak to the Israelites and say to them, these are my appointed feasts, not Moses' feasts. These are what? My appointed feasts. The appointed feasts of the Lord. Has he changed his mind? Okay. Which you are to proclaim as sacred assemblies. Now, if there's a sacred assembly, that means God is in it. And those of you who felt his presence tonight, you know what I'm talking about. Because I felt his presence. Okay? The Sabbath. There are 6 days when you may work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of rest, a day of sacred assembly. Sacred assembly. You are not to do any work wherever you live. That includes US of A. It is a Sabbath to the Lord. It's a time of rest so that you can connect with him. Oh, but I got to do my groceries. I enjoy doing groceries on Sunday. Or Saturday, depending on which day you observe. The Passover and the unleavened bread, and I can just go through that. First fruits, you'll see that in verse 9. And then it gives you what you're supposed to do. The Feast of Weeks. Okay? Wait a minute. I'd like to back up on verse 14. You must not eat any bread or roasted or new grain until the very day you bring this offering to your God. This is to be a lasting ordinance for generations to come wherever you live. So these feasts are wherever you happen to live. Now you say, well, we're not Jewish. We're not Israelites. No. We have a greater gift. We are sons and daughters of the light. Do I get an amen?
Amen?
So I am a son and a daughter of the light. That puts me on a higher level. Amen. See, the Feast of Weeks continues, okay? And it continues for up to the Feast of Trumpets, which we celebrated. Verse 23. The Lord said to Moses, say to the Israelites, on the first day of the seventh month, you are to have a day of rest, a sacred assembly commemorated with trumpet blasts. When we blew that shofar, what were we doing? Pushing out the trumpet blast. Do no regular work, but present an offering made to the Lord by fire. We offered up the body and the blood of Jesus on that altar, and he accepted that until the next feast, the Day of Atonement, which is tomorrow at sundown. Verse 26, the Lord said to Moses, the 10th day of this seventh month is the Day of Atonement. Hold a sacred assembly and deny yourself. Now, there's a footnote. Okay? D. or a fast. Now, that's up to you and the Lord, what you purpose to do, okay? Deny yourselves and present an offering made to the Lord by fire. Do no work on that day, because it is the Day of Atonement. When the atonement is made for you before the Lord your God, anyone who does not deny himself on that day must be cut off from his people. So that's pretty serious people. Okay? I will destroy from among his people anyone who does any work on that day. You shall do no work at all. This is to be a lasting ordinance for the generations to come. Can you qualify? Wherever you live, it is a Sabbath of rest for you, and you must deny yourselves from the evening of the ninth day of the month until the following evening. You are to observe your Sabbath. Verse 33 comes next week. The Lord said to Moses, say to the Israelites, on the 15th day of the seventh month, the Lord's Feast of Tabernacles begins, and it lasts for 7 days. The first day is a sacred assembly. Do no regular work. For 7 days, present offerings. And I believe, made to the Lord by fire, and on the eighth day, hold a sacred assembly and present an offering made but to the Lord by fire. It is a closing assembly. Do no regular work. Then it says in verse 37, these are the Lord's appointed feasts, which you are to proclaim as sacred assemblies for bringing offerings made to the Lord by fire. The burnt offerings, the grain offerings, the sacrifices and drink offerings required for each day. These offerings are in addition to those for the Lord's Sabbath, and in addition to your gifts and whatever you have vowed, and all of the freewill offerings you give to the Lord. So beginning with the 15th day of the seventh month, after you have gathered the crops of the land, celebrate the festival of the Lord for 7 days. The first day is a day of rest, and the eighth day is also a day of rest. On the first day, you are to take choice fruit from the trees, palm fronds, leafy branches, and poplar, and rejoice before the Lord your God for 7 days. Celebrate this festival as a festival to the Lord for 7 days each year. This is to be a lasting... Did you get it? Did you get how many times he says? This is to be a lasting ordinance for the generations to come. Celebrate it in the seventh month. Live in booths for 7 days. All native-born Israelites are to live in booths. So, your descendants will know that I have the Israelites live in booths when I brought them out of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. So Moses announced to the Israelites the appointed feasts of the Lord. You know, I can remember the first year, 1987, where he told me to honor these days. And I didn't tell anybody. I kept it in myself because the religious folks would have had an issue. It was pressed into my heart to do it. When 1988 came, during the latter part of the summer, I had an invitation to go and celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles in the West Coast. So I said to the Lord, I'd like to go, But I don't know how those doors are ever going to open because the finances wasn't there. And we were making ends meet, but that was, you know, that would have been extra because you're flying across the country. You're going to Oregon. And it was a miraculous occasion. Somebody gave me a donation and said, I don't know what this is for, but this is what the Lord said to give. So I checked the airline, and sure enough, it was going to cover that. It was going to cover the cost of the room and board while I was there, because we were there for a week. And a friend of mine who was in the Full Gospel Businessmen's group, he was from Westfield. He was a little older than I. So we kind of agreed that we would bunk out together. And when we got to Oregon, we were in those tall, tall trees, a beautiful, gorgeous Christian campground. It was just awesome. What was the biggest surprise is that we each had a little house ready for two people. Okay? It was just a plain little house, but it had a little porch with two chairs in the front. And obviously, half of the house was mine and half of the half was his. And we had the most awesome week. And it was just celebration day after day, coordinates, worship, you name it. And all the believers that were there were having an awesome time. Except on a Thursday or Friday of the week. It was after the services. We had a demonic demonstration. And so they came and asked for help. Somebody, I don't remember the details, but I remember going to help. And it was a scene that I'm not going to describe, but it was very, let's say, disgusting to watch. And the Lord was working to get this person free, but they really didn't want to be free. They didn't want to be set free. And so there was some discussion and so on and so forth. So this went on till about 1 o'clock in the morning. And I knew that, you know, sometimes when you're doing that type of ministry, it's uncomfortable. It's tiring, and you want to give up. And the accuser's on your case. And the people who worked with this person did the very best they could. But you know, when they said, okay, we're all done, I had a check in my spirit. But because I was with people that I did not know, did not have a relationship with, I pulled back and I said, Lord, is there anything I need to do? And he said, I know your heart. Just continue to intercede and I will finish what I started. I will finish what I started. Not what people started, not what people tried to do, but what he, the deliverer, was doing. And it taught me a lesson, because you see, I had a lot of people that were into deliverance in that group, and it was a show of souls. Mind, will, and emotions in the control room pushing buttons to get the person free, not Holy Spirit led. There's a huge difference. When it's Holy Spirit led, you're going to have instructions and you will not fail. When Jesus came off the mountain with Peter, James, and John, there's a young boy that's throwing himself in the fire and in the water. And the deaf and dumb spirit is having a party. And the father of the child says to Jesus, your disciples, they're not doing it. Why? Jesus said, come on, move out of the way. You're not ready for this yet. This kind only leaves, huh? With fasting and prayer. So it also identifies that the ones that were actually doing the work in that experience were under the anointing of their soul. So if you've got a soulish person trying to dictate to the enemy, he's going to see right through your act. Because he can tell when it's your spirit that's in the control room under the anointing of the Lord versus when you are operating in your flesh. So when I'm operating in my flesh, and I gave you 4 days of accusations, where was I? I wasn't in the spirit, because I would have went and got the receipt and I would have looked at it. So you see, 2278 is on target. I muffed it. It gave me a good lesson. I walked out of a Walmart with a happy smile. But it would have been a lot easier on Friday. I wouldn't have put up with the accuser for Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Put your right hand up in the air. Say, Holy Spirit, I'm learning a lesson. When my soul is in operation, I need to have a check and a rest. Take place, and let the Holy Ghost come up right out of my inner man, and take full control, and deliverance will happen, and the liar will be off and running, because my mouth will be open for the right reasons, and he will flee. I humble myself tonight. I resist the devil. And he has no choice. Off he goes. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. That's my victory, Lord.
Hallelujah.